To return to Carey's example, he did not just lounge on a California hillside and dream. He worked very hard to improve himself as an actor, asked many questions of others further along than he was, observed the best actors plying their craft, and went to innumerable auditions. His visualized success enabled him to keep motivation high during the many years before he made it big. You will discover if you look at the lives of successful people that almost none of them were an overnight success. There were many hours, perhaps 10,000 invested before these people made a fortune or burst onto the public scene. Visualization grows internal, not external motivation, which burns brightest and longest, a central tenet of mind hacking. How exactly should visualization be done? Here are several bits of advice on how to meld goals and visualizations. Write your goals down somewhere. As you do this, you will often begin to visualize right away, which can give you a healthy dose of clarity about what you want. Write these goals with a positive angle and include a lot of detail so that your small targets and large aims will be measurable. Include deadlines to further sharpen your focus. Review these goals often. Taking a look at them frequently will help you to shape your movie and break down your objectives into smaller pieces. As part of your visualization preparation, read about people who have achieved enormous goals. Find a few choice quotes that can help you on your way. Who knows? They might inspire you on a day when you have not met your smaller targets and feel like giving up. Facebook can be a good source for this if you have friends who are also striving to make something out of their lives. As you begin to fill out your mini movie, which can include a scene from later in the day or 40 years from now, make sure that you include plenty of physical action in your mental picture. If you envision buying a certain item that you've long coveted, picture yourself walking into the store, locating the item, walking to the cashier, and paying for the item. This is just one example. Tailor your physical action and visualization to your specific aims. Add another detail to your movie, including sounds, smells, types of light, even certain people. Those who practice visualization best like to force themselves to use all of their senses. They might start their visualization with a very slight movement, such as the leaves rustling under a tree, then moving to a view of a given race course, with the smell of freshly cut grass invading the scene. Try your best to include all of your senses for the best visualization experience. This will take effort and time. Add not only physical actions and other sensory experiences, but put emotions in your clip as well. If anger is called for, picture yourself and imagine your feelings as that anger is expressed. If joy is the central emotion in your visualization, place a smile to your face and laughter in your heart as you tell your colleagues that you have been transferred to a different preferred division in the company. If any negative elements enter your film, cut them out. You have enough of those in real life for them to intrude on your visualization. Keep your scene free of negative people, emotions, and other elements, unless it adds to the triumphant of the final scene. We don't usually want to visualize anything negative. However, that is not the point of this type of exercise. With your visualization composed, practice it every day. Take a few minutes to close your eyes and walk through your film. Standing at the wedding altar, spending time with great friends, relaxing on a beach after earning your first $1 million. You can add another fun element to this by talking through your visualization, lending an exciting narrative to the images. I'm crossing the finish line my first marathon, bone tired but feeling a deep sense of satisfaction and accomplishment, deeper than I've ever felt before. As you apply these steps above, pick the right time for maximum effect. Visualization will not work as well when you are negotiating traffic on a busy street or cooking dinner or watching your child's tennis match. Visualization requires a certain level of concentration and calm so that you can see clearly and add narrative without someone thinking you have lost your mind. Here are some more specific pointers on making the most of your time for visualization. Get comfortable. It will be a challenge to relax and visualize a great future result if your body is uncomfortable. All you will be thinking about is how much your knee hurts or your back aches while you're in a certain position. You don't want that. Pick out a favorite chair or couch. Try a yoga position. Whatever it takes to put your mind on visualization, not lack of comfort. Slow your breathing down. You can do this very easily by taking deep breaths. This leads to a quite calm and unhurried visualization. You don't need a lot of time to practice visualization, but you don't want to be in a hurry either. 5 minutes is probably not enough time, for example. Relax. You can do this by thinking of one body part at a time, from head to toe, or try to relax all body parts simultaneously as you become more comfortable and breathe slowly. Clear your mind. This will necessitate getting your thought off of your present concerns. This can take the longest period as you warm up for visualization. It can take several minutes to empty your mind of your current checking account balance, the errand you need to run, the item you forgot on your grocery list. Take as long as needed to empty your brain of one bunch of random thoughts and replace it with your film. Repeat your edited visualization frequently, perhaps for 10 or more minutes, depending on the length of your movie. Beyond a few minutes of action will be tough to fill out in any visualization. So even if it is repeated several times, you can probably have a great visualization session in 10 to 30 minutes. Motivation does come from thought, and visualization is a proven technique to keep motivation high, even when the going gets tough. As you take time frequently to think about where you are going in life in pursuit of your goals, you will again become motivated to achieve them. If you have no plan to reach your goals and have never even thought of what goal attainment will look like, it can be very easy to have your motivation waver when you seem to be losing ground towards your desired life. When you begin to feel as if you are falling short, that's the critical moment when your entire self-image can come caving in. Keep your motivation high through extended thought and visualization, and you will have a greater probability of hitting your small targets and building self-confidence.